talk about Akeda Befrat, Nesirinus Bechlal. There's a very interesting memra brought down from the Kotzke. The Kotzke was asked, why isn't the Nisayan of the Akeda considered a Nisayan for Yitzchak? Why is it only a Nisayan for Avraham Avinu? We all understand it's quite the Nisayan for Yitzchak as well. Why is it only a Nisayan for Avraham? And the cryptic answer of the Kotzke was because the Torah says, well, Elokim Nisas Avraham. It doesn't say Elokim Nisas Yitzchak. Fact. Okay, it sounds like something because it's a dinazad that it's not kainan. The Torah said so. That's why. So his Talmidim there, the Talmidim taich up what he says. They don't bring a mocker for it. But I want to show you that it's a medrash mefurish. And his Edom is. His Edom Davnei Nezer learns up Taka, this is the Medrash, like we're saying, and that's L'chayr the Taich. From there we'll understand what he says, and it's a big Yisayd in understanding this Yainis, which is not like how we or I, Pashtus, would have understood. Medrash Rabbah, Pashtus and Nun Vav, Ois Yud Aleph, says the following. After the Akedah, the Torah says, Vayikra Malach Hashem Sheinis, Vayomer Bi Nishbat. Binishbat, the Malach says, Binishbat, they made a shvua. Matzorach l'shvua zu. What's the function? What's the point? What's the purpose of the shvua? Reb Chama, Reb Chanina, Omar. Reb Chanin say, Omar loy. Avram Avinu was Teveya. Asked them, on them, Hishovali, She'ena to Menase Oisi Oid. Me'atom. Swear to me that you will not be menasim anymore, that there won't be any more nesiyonis. Okay, I get that. Here's the pella. Moshel, we give them moshel. The moshel makes things more difficult. Moshel l'melech shehoya nosli l'matruna. A melech was married to a queen, to royalty. Yolda mimenu ben rishay. She gave birth to one son, v'girsha, and he divorced her. Took her back. Sheni, she gave birth to a second son, Vigirsha, divorced her. Shlishi, you get the idea, Vigirsha. Vikivan she yolda mimenu ben asiri, niskansu kulam v'amru la yishovalanu she'enato megarish es amenu me'ato. Kach, kivan she nisnasa avrom avinu nisoyen asiri, amar la yishovali she'enato menasa yisiyadato. So it's coming to explain what Avraham Avinu wants, and it was at the Girsha. Where's the Girsha here? He took Avraham Avinu, he gave him a Nisayan. Okay, you know, he started out in the lower leagues, right? And you got up, and we'll put you up from triple A, from single A to double A, from double A to triple A. And then you make it to the major league, the Akeda, you made it, very nice. Where's the Girsha? What's the Girsha? So Rav Nezer says, and I would have learned different. I'll tell you how I would have learned. But this is what he says. Lemaisa has a very deep understanding of it. What's daimit the gerushin over here? If I care, if anything, the mashal makes things worse, makes it more difficult to comprehend. Loshen of the Avnei Nezer is brought down in the Shem Yishmul twice in Vayera, Tafresh Pe Gimel, and Vayeshiv, Tafresh Ainei. Davrom Avinu. No nisoyin. That a nisoyin is meant to attain, to pull it up to a level that it should be a certain level of difficulty to be misamitz and pull himself up. If Avraham Avinu would have had all the milas that he has in the dveikus that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wouldn't have been a nisoyin. I mean, it would have been okay. It wouldn't have been gishmak. But for Avraham Avinu, it wouldn't have been a nisoyin. Avraham Avinu ba'ida b'madregosei b'tachlis advekus lo'yhoya shum nisoyen nechshav etzloi l'nisoyen sh'akoyl me'efes v'toyu nechshav loy lo'imedes arivus u'mesikus advekus le'umas the mesikus of the advekus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything would have been bottle k'klipas Hashum, would have been nothing. Elo she'oz be'eis ha'nisoyen, this is the word. Elisha Oz be'eis ha'nisoyoi nilkechu mimenu ha'madregos. נלקחו ממנו המדרגות, ועל ידי הניסיון נסגלה עצם החונס לבובוי. וזהו שבמדרש, שאחר ניסיון או הקדה, ביקש אברהם אבינו עליו השלום, שישוב עלי הקדש ברוך הוא שלא ינסה עושה עוד מעטו. ומושלי מושל למלך שיינוסו למטרינה, הרי שמושלו הניסויין לגירושין. והפירוש כנל, שעוז ביטלו ממנו המדרגויס והחיבור. In order for any ניסויין, to be a ניסויין for Avram Avinu, on the madrigas of Avram Avinu, it's not a ניסויין. The ניסויין is, he took away the madrigas that Avram Avinu, the physical madrigas, we'll touch up what that means also. That itself needs a touch. But he took away the madrigas that Avram Avinu attained. After taking away those madrigas, now it's a tremendous nisoyan for Avram. What's being nisoyan? Nisoyan is the kayach, the lev, the achonas alev, right? The lev of Avram is getting bigger, higher dargas. The lev is getting more kayachas hanefesh, right? The kayachas hanefesh. Take away your malah de guf. What the taich of it is, you are malah the guf to a madrega where it's no longer chaitzitz, right? It's no longer an ikuv to anything. If it's no longer an ikuv, the neshama knows what's right. So the Eibushter says, whatever the Eibushter says, that's what you're going to do. He told you, you have kashas, he told you before, not here now. Kasha from I said, the Eibushter said, you're doing what I'm doing. I'm in heaven, I do what I do. What? Where's the nisayan? The nisayan took away those malas aguf. And now you have to be mizgaber on the lack of those milas haguf. What are your kaychas hanefesh? Try Avram Avinu's kaychas hanefesh. Build up the kaychas hanefesh. Now it's a nisayan, now it's difficult. Build up the kaychas hanefesh. So every nisayan, that's the geirishin. The geirishin is give up, give up away, throw, put out your madregas. You lose the madregas. And you're aiming this nisayan, that's the ben, right? Then you take back the madrigas. Then there's another nisayan, another gerushin. You lose the madrigas again, and so on and so forth. You lose the madrigas. Only then is there a taich to this mashal of gerushin. Now that's an interesting yisayid of what nisayanis are. It takes away the madrigas and develops the kochas hanefesh. Pashtas, I always thought it was something else. It's levels, right? In other words, if you're doing something and you're playing a game on level one. Right? And you finish level one, so level two is harder than level one. Right? Level two, and so on and so forth. You get to level 10, is the Akedah, so it's more difficult than everything. It's a Nisayan. It's also a Nisayan. You need a Ma'amatz, you need the effort to attain that Madrega that you didn't have before, and that was the Nisayan. That's how I thought simple, how you push it, understand the Nisayan. I thought, but I said not, because Lefidus is also fair. If I had a remiss to that, it's a very interesting. A very interesting Medrash Tanchum in Parshas Lech Lecha. Reb Levi Omer, the Asar and the Sein is Machlekes from the Shainim and Tanoim even. What is included in the Asaras and the Sein is? We'll go with the Pasha to think that Lech Lecha and the Akedah that starts and stops. Reb Levi Omer Nisayin Arishin can Nisayin Ha'achrein. That's Reb Levi definitely knows like that. Nisayon harishon belech lecha ba'artzecha, nisayon ha'achron belech lecha l'eretz amori. So it's somehow equating the first nisayon belech lecha ba'artzecha to the nisayon of the Akedah. Same kilu there. There's a commonality, equal in a sense. Lechayra. If I were to ask you which is the bigger nisayan of them, of course we understand the Akedah is a bigger nisayan. Varai, it was the tenth one. It was progression. So it was a bigger nisayan. So what are you equating? This is with Lech Lecha. That's Lech Lecha. Coming to tell you it's the same. So there's a sefer from Roshes, the Rebbe Yashav, Zechariah, and the Rebbe said in Chumash, I think it's Medrash Agoda, or something Agoda, Divrei Agoda. He wants to say, because the first thing was an Indian of Kalas Cholas Kashas, there was a difficulty in the first Nisayan. Okay, be it what it may. But I thought, would have thought, Pashtas. Avad, it's a harder thing. Meaning, if you have to go from 0 to 10, right? So the 10th, you can't go from 0 to 10, right? You never saw a baby that took his first and seventh step. Right? The baby's going to fall flat on his face in the middle. There's a first step, and a second step, and a third step, and a fourth, and a fifth, and so on. So in the Nisayanis, take Avram, from level 8, from level 0 to level 1. Right? Okay, now, obviously, the level two is objectively a more difficult nisayon, right? But for Avraham Avinu, but that's if you're viewing it to go from zero to two is more difficult than the zero to one, right? But once Avraham Avinu attained the level one to pull him up to another darga, it's lav dafka that the difficulty from one to two is more difficult than from zero to one, right? So be'etzem, if you view the nisayon of the akedah, you're right. I'm sitting here now. Well, you tell him the person to stop, pull a person off the street. Wouldn't be aimed at any of the nisayonis, but pull a person off the street and ask him, what's the bigger nisayon, to do this or to do that? So versteitzem is the akedah. But that's not the context in which we look at it. After Avraham Avinu withstood, was aimed on nes by nisayonis, by the way, it's also laharim on nes chazal. To lift, it's like a flag. A flag makes it say who you are, right? To nes, to identify the keiches, to bring up and elevate the keiches of Avraham Avinu. So once you got elevated to level 9, right, it's lav dafka that the difficulty of getting from level 9 to level 10 is more difficult than getting from level 0 to level 1, right? That the increment could be the same. So that's the Medrash, that's what the Medrash is saying. They're both lechlech. No, it's fakir. Don't think that this was that for Avram. It went in a natural progression. Okay, but now we see not like that. Right? I mean, so that's if I were assuming, yeah, this is Madrega, but now we're saying every Nisayan is you take away the Madregas. Right? The Avnezer was Machadish, but with every Nisayan you take away the Madregas. If you take away the Madregas, so what's Takar about? The Teretz is exactly the Teretz is the Kach Senef. So what is the Nisayon? The Nisayon is to build, to expand, to elevate the Kach Senefish. So it's the same thing that we were saying in terms of the Milo of the Guf, the overall Milo of Avraham Avinu in terms of the Kach Senefish. The Kach Senefish of Avraham Avinu, what they attained after the 9 Nisayonis, right, to build the Kach Senefish, to have a Nisayon, to take the Kach Senefish to level 10. Is be'etzem, could be be'etzem the same as taking from level 0 to level. Okay. That's what we have, but that's the taich of this medrash. That's the taich of this medrash. That in giving a nisayin, right, in giving a nisayin, so the giving of the nisayin implies taking away the madregas, and then it's a nisayin, right? Taking away the madregas. Now let's go back to the kotzker. They asked the Kotzker, why is it called Akedas Yitzchak, because that's what happened, but why is it a Nisoyin of Avraham Avinu? Why isn't it viewed, mentioned as a Nisoyin of Yitzchak? Or the Heilike Kotzker Gezok, because the Torah says, Elikim Nisos Avraham. The Torah says, if the Torah said it made a Nisoyin for Avraham, they took away Avraham's Milas. If they took away Avraham's Milas for Avraham Avinu, it's a Nisoyin. If the Torah did not say that it's a Nisayon for Yitzchak, the Torah did not take away the Keichas of Yitzchak. So Yitzchak has all the Madregas. If Yitzchak has all the Madregas, for Yitzchak it's not a Nisayon. For Yitzchak it's not a Nisayon. That's Dvarim Kichsovim, because the Torah gave a Nisayon. Where the Torah gives a Nisayon, the Torah takes away the Madregas. Akama that the Torah only said it's a Nisayon for Avraham Avinu, so the Torah took away Avraham Avinu. So for Avraham Avinu, it was a thing, and for Yitzchak not. And for Yitzchak not. Okay. That's part of one of the Vayelchu Shneim Yachdovs, right? So it's a chiddush that Yitzchak was going with all the Siyata, with the Madregas. Even when he didn't know what was going on, Avraham Avinu was going without the Madregas, and Vayelchu Shneim Yachdov, they went equally. Right? That's the... Okay. That's the Yisayin. That Shas and Yisayin, the Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away the Madregas. So now, that's the taich of what the Kotzker said. Now, when they're going to the Akedah, it's a similar idea, and that becomes a Yisayin that's Negeos. There's a similar idea. Pasuk says in the parasha of Ayaris Amokah Mirochik. But from this, why I had to say Mirochik? Sfasemis, Tafresh Mamalef, writes, that's an interesting idea. Vayaris, Umakshin, No, he says, Avram Avinu's Bechina was Ava, right? The Ava, the ultimate Ava. That's higher than Yira. That's higher than Yira. For this Vasemis est azakashi. Umakshin v'aloy avaydosi shel Avram Avinu hayom b'chinas Avas Hashem shehu lamala me'ayvid b'yira. V'lama, and what does it say here after the Akedah? It says after the Akedah, v'ata yadati, hi yirei elikim ato. Avram Avinu, v'ata yadati, hi yirei elikim. Fractus Vasem is umakshin v'aloy avaydosi shel Avram Avinu hayom b'chinas Avas Hashem shehu lamala me'ayvid b'yira. V'lama yichas le'akos of yirei elikim. So this Vasem is another nusach of this Yisoid. Avol hateretzu, ki ze atzmoi hoyo hanisoyin. Why? Ki vaday Avram Avinu olav ha-shalom, she'ozav artzoi u'meladetoi, ve'hishlach atzmoi l'kivash ha-no'esh, bavur ha-bayri yizbarach shmoi, ma'nisoyin u'lishchet ezbenai. He has all these madregas, he attained all these madregas, what's the nisoyin for him to do this? Avol hatiretzu, that's already physical. The goof becomes nishtabe to the neshama. So of course that's in Avram. It's total avas Hashem dveikus ava echod with the Eibush. They're all wonderful. The chol ramach evorav shebayar connected. Kol chiyusam hamitzvah shel Hashem yizbarach. Ochein be'emes and but he says that I've done chapir, right? So if that's no nisay be'emes, loy haya ritzayne shalak hadash baruch hu lishchaytes Yitzchok. If it would have been, he would have been. But the rotzen of the Eibush there wasn't. V'libay shel Avram loy hirgish dveikus ba'ava. The sensitive lev of Avram didn't feel the dveikus to do this because be'etzem there was no intention to do this, and he didn't understand how that happened exactly. Because Avram Avinu at this point, Ava means Yodavuk and the Rabbeinu Shalelim and the Ratzon Hashem, you are one with the Ratzon Hashem. Over here there's a problem. The Ratzon Hashem Be'etzem wasn't to be Makrif. Right? So then you couldn't have been one with that Ratzon Hashem. So over here, that Ava didn't play anything. So over here, you lost that, and over here it's only Yira. That's why. And then he said, "That's why." Lo hirgish dveikus ba'ava, because the batzim wasn't the rotzen. So that was the nisoyin. And it says, "Vayaras hamokem merochay." V'lachein hoya avaydosei rak bebchinas yirei elikim. He wasn't mahara. I don't understand it. I don't feel that achdus with Ratzon Hashem over here because I don't think that there's something lacking in the connection. But l'maisam yirei Hashem. So of course, soft is what I'm told to do. So I'm going to do it. So that's b'pchinas yira. That's an avoid of yira. Yirei elikim. Shalai yira achrav yizbarach chlum. V'lochein bikesh. So now, why is he? Now that's the vayaras hamokoy mirochik. He felt meruchuk from the Eibush. Avram Avinu didn't know that. He wasn't that because that wasn't the real Ratzon Hashem. He wasn't Dovak. Avram Avinu didn't know that. Avram feels meruchuk from the Ratzon Hashem, right? So he feels that he doesn't have that madrega anymore. He's getting it from a whole different angle, but he feels that he doesn't have that madrega. He feels he doesn't have that madrega. So now Avram Avinu, that madrega is gone, right? So Avram Avinu said, but sof kol sof, this is what he told me to do. I don't have madregas ava, so it's only ata yadati. This was an aveda in yira. What's called vayaras hamokam merochik. He saw this from vayter from the Rabbeinu Shalom, not from being dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's how he teaches merochik. V'lochein bikesh shelo yinasa isay oid pirish shelo yia lo irachkus oid shadarka shel Avram Avinu bechinas ahava. Right, the nisyonis. Argeir, the Nisyonis Arachkus, he's also learning that idea, that the Nisyonis Arachkus, that's his Losh. The Nisoyin was, Beloy Madre, yeah, that means, what does it mean? It's also the idea that the Nisoyin, at least the Nisoyin of the Akedah, particularly, we're not going to the Medrash to the thing, but the Nisoyin of the Akedah was a Bechino of a Yara Hashem Merochek. Without the Madregas Akirva, without the access to the Madrigas Akirva that he had for a different reason, but never without the access. That's how the Eibishter took away from him this Madriga by telling him to do something that Batsan wasn't the Ratzon Hashem, so the Ava couldn't be Dovuk and Ratzon Hashem. This wasn't the Ratzon Hashem, so therefore that Madriga was gone. Okay. So then it could only be the Yiras Hashem Bilvav. That's what's everything that Avram Avinu did. That Avram Avinu did, it's all not just for Avram Avinu, that becomes part of the genetics of Klal Yisrael. Right? The very fabric of Klal Yisrael is such that this Madrega, this Kayach, was ingrained in the DNA of Klal Yisrael, that every Yid in his neshama has that Kayach. Every Yid in his neshama has that Kayach. Avram Avinu with this was Payel Adairus, that even if a person comes and you don't have a Gishmak, you don't exactly in the, have the gishmak that you would want to have or should have a learner. You don't have whatever. It's a bechin of a mirochik, yeah? But there's vayaris amok a mirochik. You can still connect. You can still be mizgaber. What do you call it? You can still be mizgaber even in a matzav of richuk. No, it's not, nothing's lost. Even in a matzav of richuk, a person can be mizgaber today. Even in a matzav of richuk, a person can be done. Avram Avinu was manchil to us, the koyach to connect to the hachanas alev, that al yedei that hachanas alev we can be oimed in the nisyonis of life, and to be malah the guftaka, to be mischaber to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Of course, it's easy to say, right? It's easy to say, but you have to the yira. You have to know about the hachanas alev. You have to. It's there, but we have Avram Avinu had to bring it up and make it like that. By us, we have it. The question is how deeply is it buried, right? How deeply is it buried? So to create it, you need the insaneness of Avram to create it, to dig it out. That's our job. That we could do. But that's an avoda. That's an avoda to again, it's avoda of yisaidus of emuna, who you are, what you are, what the tachlis hachayim is. But the yisaidus vayaras Hashem erochik. Even in a matzav of richuk, Avram Avinu was manchil to us through the akeda that we have the koyach to be miskarav to Rabbeinu Shalom. You have the koyach to be mischazak. And even if you don't have, even if the goof is causing obstacles, you don't have the gishmak and you don't have that. Go weiter and do it. And the mitzvah Hashem, if you do it and you work on the hachonas alev, the Gishmak and everything else, which is the Dveikis, that Kodesh Baruch Hu will emir Tz Hashem follow.